This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Friday, April 26. Well, cattle markets had a pretty strong day yesterday, starting out a little bit weaker, but then pushing higher, reversing off of those early losses, and then actually ending up with a pretty impressive outside day higher for live cattle. After filling the gaps and snapping back, it sure looked like the buyers were willing to step up, take a shot at the long side after an impressive performance, filling the gaps on the downside and then holding and then managing to reverse higher. So live cattle front month closed up about 255, and again with a big outside day higher. Feeder cattle, they didn't have an outside day higher, but they did reverse up after a lower start, ending about 215 higher on the May contract. So again, an impressive performance considering the bird flu is becoming more widespread. They're finding that it has entered the milk stream, but pasteurization is, you know, killing it as far as they can, as they know. So the milk supply is still safe, but, you know, it's more widespread. And, you know, that's clearly an issue. The fears that the consumers will start to push back, at least first on milk and then perhaps beef in general. But the market at this point doesn't seem too concerned about that, at least not as concerned as I am. I'll put it that way. Export sales were okay for beef, 15,200 tons. China took 4,600, Japan 2,500, Canada 2,000, South Korea 1,900. Pork export sales, 28,800, Mexico 11,300, Japan 4,200, South Korea 3,300, China took 2,400. So kind of just okay for export sales on both beef and pork. In a cash trade, continuing with the 182 trade on the Fed, that's down one from last week. Dress trade getting rolling at 290 is down two. Box beef values were mixed. Choice was up 118 at 297. Select was down 76 at 290. The spread gained $1.94, was sitting at 726. Movement was a pretty solid 120 loads. So if nothing else, even with slightly lower cash trade this week, the box beef values have been mixed this week, but the volume has been really solid. That's encouraging, at least, you know, from a demand perspective. You can point to that and say the retail and wholesale demand is hanging right in there. Slaughter rate yesterday, 125,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 488,000. That's up 1,000 over last week, and it's down just 10,000 from a year ago. In the feeder cattle cash markets, trading around 5,400 head on Wednesday. Average price, 256.57. So that's up 11 bucks over where we were on Tuesday. So impressive jump there on the feeder cattle cash. And it just continues to show that the choppiness going on around the country. These are all the auctions going on around the countryside, and prices are kind of all over the map. But they're hanging right in there. And at 256, that takes us right back up to those record highs. So very impressive performance on the cash trade. And it pulls the 7-day average up 251. So we're sitting at 245.15. Again, that's got to be supportive for the feeder cattle market, at least in the short term. So, you know, outside days higher yesterday on live cattle would suggest you're going to get some follow through today. Hey, we'll see. If we don't, then that's a red flag. But, you know, the buyers seem to be willing to step up and support this market and hang on to those positions headed into the close. So that would suggest you've got a little bit more momentum going here. For feeder cattle, we're at about 50% retracement of this last sell-off. So that could pose some issues. But again, the strong cash would suggest that market is going to be well supported. I think a lot depends on what live cattle are going to do, obviously. The corn market seems to be stable. You know, it's not shooting higher. We should get plantings rolling here. There's going to be delays because of a lot of rain systems, but in the bigger picture, rain makes grain. So that keeps feed cheap, at least from the perspective of old crop stocks being plentiful, and the prospect of this new crop getting off to a good start is also solid. So we don't see a threat from a feed grain perspective. The cash markets appear to be strong, getting a lot of rain across the central plains and into the southern plains. I think that's helping to support this surge in the cash market. But typically, when you get a lot of good grass or good grazing conditions that tends to keep your demand for calves pretty strong into early May. So we're looking at this window coming upon us fairly quickly. But again, the cash is strong and suggests that we're following along with that normal seasonal pattern. So early May would be when we would be looking for the feeder cattle to stall out here. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.